Okay, picking up from the Gemara, we are 1, 2, 3, 4. We're 5 lines from the bottom line of Beis and Beis. The Gemara says the following story: In Tarbanan, Maisa b'Chassid Echad, Shemespala b'Derech. There was once a person who was davening on the road, a Chassid, which was a very pious person who was davening on the road. Ba Sar Echad v'Nasan Lo Shalom. There was a person who was very powerful, king or a powerful general came over and gave him a Shalom Aleichem while he was in the middle of Shemona Esrei. V'Lo Hichzir Lo Shalom, and he didn't respond to this powerful general. He waited till this chassid, the pious person, finished his shmoza. He said, "You empty one, you're so dumb. What did you just do?" So this general is obviously very holding in the Torah. We see this a lot of times. Sometimes these goyim are know all the psukim in the Torah. So what did he say to him? It says, so you should be very careful and watch your nefesh, and also be careful. This is the pasuk we know that our lives come first. Pikuach nefesh is extremely important to us. He says, you had pikuach nefesh was here. When I told you shalom aleichem in the middle of Shmona Esrei, so you have a din that you must respond to me because pikuach nefesh. If I chop off your head, who's gonna care? Meaning, is there really gonna be a din against me for doing so? You violated the own din, and if a person violates pikuach nefesh, a person is not careful when he's supposed to be careful, that it's your own fault. So the Gemara says, give me a moment until I try to appease you. With words. So then he thought about it for a second, and then he came up with his argument. So the chassid said to him, if you were standing before a king, and you're talking to the king, and all of a sudden some random guy comes over and says, "Oh, hey, Joe, how are you doing?" So are you going to respond? Obviously I'm not going to respond. I'm in the middle of having a conversation with the king. If let's say I decided to respond to my friend who's saying, "Hey, how are you?" in the middle of talking to the king, what would the king do to you? They would kill me for such a thing. What a disgrace. So it says, "Besides, they would chop off my head." Can't we make a kavachomer that what my if this is what you would do for a king, for today is what? This is temporary life that everyone's gonna die eventually. I'm in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Melech Malchei Amlachim. He's the King of Kings. He's all important. So obviously, all the more so, I'm going to be careful and make sure not to interrupt my Shmor Esrei because I'm in front of talking to him. Miyad Ispayez Oso Hasar. So therefore, the general accepted this argument and didn't kill him. And the chassid was able to go home to his house. The achronim asked, it's not chassid, believe another achronim also. But at the end of the day, he violated the din, though. It says the melech was only malchei Yisrael, malchei Akum, who would be able to kill you. You would not be able to respond. So anyway, okay, they give a whole tarot. But anyway, that's still a question on this story. But either way, the chassid got out l'shalom. Okay, now the continues the Mishnah. Afilu nachash karach alakeva lo yafsik. Even though the snake is wrapped around your legs, you should not stop your Shmona Esrei. Amar Rav Sheshes lo shana l'nachash ala akra posik. Rav Sheshes says this din only applies by a regular snake. However, if it's a scorpion, then you would be posik. I just got to point out, remember once we went to like a Torah museum for animals, and they pointed out that if a snake is wrapped around your body, by the time it'll come up to the area that might bite you, it takes around 15 to 20 minutes. So it could be the Psak of the Mishnah. They were obviously more rugged to snakes, that there was no pikuach nefesh shailas if it's around your legs. Either way, that continues the Mishnah and the Gemara and asks a question. The Meisiv and Rav Sheshes, who said there's a difference between scorpions and snakes. If a person fell into a govarayos, a pit full of lions, so they probably are going to eat him and kill him, still, that's not enough to assume that the husband died in order to allow the woman to remarry. However, if you fall into a pit of snakes and scorpions, then you would be able to be made. You can assume with certainty that the guy died, and the woman would be allowed to remarry. So what do we see? That if a person falls into a pit of both nechashim or akrabim, whether it's snakes or scorpions, so snakes alone would be problematic, that we would assume that they would kill him, and akravim and also scorpions, so we don't have any different in him. So why does Rosheshes make a chiluk? So the Gemara says, Shaini Hasam, the Agav Atzitza Mazike. The Gemara answers that No, that really it's fundamentally different when it comes to falling in the pit. That once the if a person, they feel the pressure of a person landing on them, the snakes, and obviously they're going to bite it in self-defense, bite the person and going to kill him. So therefore you could assume that if a person falls in a pit, he would be dead. However, and normally if it's only around your legs, then there's a difference between a snake and a scorpion, and we keep the teretz of Rav Sheshes. Continues the Gemara now. Amar B'Yitzchak, Rosh Varim Posek. If a person sees oxen running around, then you have to be very careful and you stop your Shmona Esrei. The Tanya Rabbi Yoshia, Marchikim Meshor Tam Chamishim Amos. You should be careful to run away from an ox that hasn't gored yet for 50 Amos, and Meshor Muad Kimelo Einav, and from Meshor Muad for as far as you can see, because they're very, very dangerous. Again, so we would you person would be allowed to stop your Shmona Esrei and move if he sees an ox on the derech. Tana Mishmid Rav Meir, they say in the name of Rav Meir, Rish Tura Bedukla, even if the head of the bull is feeding in its basket, so it's clearly distracted by its eating in the basket that it's supposed to be eating in. Salik Arda Vashadi Dargam Isusach. You should go up to the roof, Vashadi Dargam Isusach, and remove the ladder from under you, meaning make sure that there's no way that this bull can get anywhere near you because it's extremely dangerous. So we see that these bulls and certain of these animals are very dangerous. You should stay away even if you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei. When do we apply this that it's so dangerous? If it's a black shore, if it's a black ox, and Yom HaDin Nisan, and in this man of Nisan, Mnisha Satan, Mirakid Lo Bein Karna, because the Satan literally is dancing between his horns, causing the animal to get very angry and wanting to take out its wrath on people and killing them. Tana Rabbanan, Maisa B'Makom Echad, Shea Arud V'Yamazikas Rabbius. There was one time, there was Arud, as Rashi points out, it's some sort of crossbreed between a snake and a toad. That's what this animal was. And it was hurting a lot of people, even maybe killing other people, and it was a very big problem for the community. They told Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, look at this crazy animal. It's killing people all the time. We don't know what to do. Go show me where the hole where it lives, the bar where it lives. They showed him the hole. Nasan akeva alpia, before he put his heel on top of the hole. Yatzav nashko, and the animal came and bit Rabbi Chanina, umes osa arud, and then this animal had then died. The creature had died. Nadlo aksefa, they put it on his shoulders. Avila beis midrash, and they brought it to the beis midrash. Amar lahem, he told everyone there, Reu bini, look at my children. In arud memis elachet memis, that the arud is not what kills people. Only people's sins is the reason that they die. Elachet memis, elachet memis memis. The person should have been most sham lo oil adam shapaga ba arud. Say, wow, woe is for a person that this crazy wild animal will reach it because it'll injure them. And woe is to the arud, this animal, because he's such a tzaddik, Hashem's going to make sure nothing ever happens to him. Just to point out, a lot of times, a person says, oh, I have a headache, I'm going to take an Advil. You should realize, even though you're taking an Advil, it's not the Advil that's healing you, it's still Hashem who gave us the bracha of having an Advil to heal you. A person should always recognize everything is mishamayim, even if we have modern medications, modern things to heal our issues, you should always realize that everything is mishamayim. Continues the Mishnah now. Maskirin Gevuras Geshamim B'tzchias Amisim. We remember Gevuras Geshamim, was that referred to? Mashiva Ruach in the bracha of Tzchias Amisim, bracha Tashem Mechai Amisim. That's how we do, that's our practice. V'sheila bracha Sanim, V'sein Talamatar, in the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. That's called Birch HaSashanim, B'Avdala B'Chonin Adas. And the Tanakhama Paskins that you say Avdallah in Atachonin, Rabbi Akiva, however, argues in the Tanakhama, he holds Omer Abracha Rivius Bifnei Atzma, he would say a fourth bracha on its own right. Rabbi Lezer Omer, he also argues, we have a third shita. Again, we have three shitas of when to say Atachonin Tanu at Mariv and Avdallah of Motzi Shabbos, either in Atachonin. Rabbi Akiva says you make your own bracha right there. Rabbi Lezer says you say it in the context of Modin. Continues the Gemara now. Maskirin Givur Skishamim. Why do we mention my time? Why do we mention Mashiva Ruach of Word Geshem, that we praise Hashem for bringing the rain in this bracha of Mechai Amesim? What does that have to do with bringing about the dead, bringing up the dead, and having Tchias Amesim? So my time, so says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef mitoch Shashkula Tchias Amesim. No, it's so amazing, it's so important to us, like Tchias Amesim. What does that mean? So Rashi in Tainus, over here it's interesting, he doesn't say anything, but in Tainus he explains that a person's life is so dependent on water, so we're praising Hashem for this really important concept. Obviously, rain. Without water and rain, the whole world would be destroyed. So it's such a bracha to us. So that's why we have to give this praise in Tchias Amesim, because it's so amazing, as when Hashem is going to redeem the dead people and make them alive again, which is going to be a crazy miracle, so too, just the fact that we have water is in a very, very great miracle. Continues Gemara now. L'fi rakavu b'tzchias mitzvah, that's why we make the bracha in this specific paragraph. V'sheila b'rachas Hashanim, why do we say v'sein talmata, where we actually ask for the rain? Again, one is just mentioning, Mashiv HaRuach is just the mention, praising Hashem for the fact that He brings rain. And then the other one, v'sein talmata, is actually where we ask for rain. My time. So, what's the reason that we ask for rain in this bracha? Baruch Aleinu. Amar Rav Yosef, we told Shehi Parnasa. It's our Parnasa. All of it comes from rain and the crops. Again, how important agriculture was and still is. The Ficha Kavva Berachas Parnasa. That's why we say the bracha in Berachas Parnasa. Havdala Bechonin Adas. My time. Why do we say Atachonin according to the Tanakama in the bracha of Atachonin, which is all about giving a person knowledge? Amar Rav Yosef, Mitoch Shechachma Kavva Berachas Chachma. That knowing the difference between Kodesh and Chol, having Shabbos and having Chol, is Chachma. A person needs to realize and think about this idea, and therefore we say in the bracha of Chachma, where Hashem gives us wisdom, He gives us wisdom to know the difference between Shabbos and Chol. For Rabbanan Amar Mitoch Shechol, the Fikah Kuvah Brachas Chol. Rabbanan say no, since it's your first Tchina, it's your first Bakash, you're asking Hashem, please give us a good week, right? Right, that whole bracha we had tchina to the tefillah. So therefore, we say in the bracha of Atachonin, and therefore we say bracha. So I think there's a nafkamina between these two reasonings. If you assume like the chacham and the rabbanan, then it should be that a person has personal bakashas. He wants to say Atachonin that have to do with Talmud Torah. Let's say that he should be a big Talmud chacham. You should wait till after you say Atachonin Tanu based on the sheet of rabbanan. Our Mishnah Berurah quotes the second reason. So I think that's true. The person before he says any tefillahs and any bakashas, personal bakashas for the week, he should say Atachonin Tanu. And I believe that's my own. But I think that's mocharach from this Gemara. Amar Rav Ami Gdola Deya Shenasna Betchilas Bracha Shel Chol. Rav Ami says that Deya is so important, the concept of wisdom, because that's why the first thing we mention when we start our Shemona Esrei and show the weekday Shemona Esrei, we start with this Atachonin. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Ami Gdola Deya Shenasna Betchilas Osios. That wisdom is so great. It was given between two letters of Hashem, two names of Hashem. Shnemar Kel Kikel Deos Hashem. It says Lashon of Kel, which is Hashem, Lashon of Elohim, that's short Lashon of Elohim. V'deos Hashem, and Hashem has wisdom. Why dafka Lashon Kel and Hashem? So I think the Marashah brings down that to show us that a person has to have chachma, the wisdom to recognize that there's din of rachamim and din. Elohim usually Kel, and Elohim refer to Hashem's midas ha-din, and Hashem, Yudke Vavke, usually refers to the midas rachamim, that a person needs wisdom always to recognize that everything Hashem does is a combination of rachamim and din. We always have to realize that Hashem has both bechinas. A person who has no wisdom, it's usher. If a person is just foolish, it's the pasha of the Gemara. If a person is foolish, you can't have rachmanus on someone who's foolish. It's just being dumb. Shenemar kilo in binas hu al kein rachmanu aseo. He doesn't do some things with wisdom, and therefore I'm not going to have rachmanus on him. That's what Hashem says. However, some of the achronim point out. This might not necessarily be the case that Pasha Pshat about someone just doesn't have any Deya. Rather, they explain that a person has to realize everything's from Hashem. That's what Deya means. To recognize, kind of before, about the Racham and Din, here is also Hashem. Everything you have to know is always from Hashem. Amar Belazar, Gadol Mikdash, Shnasam Beis Osios. Once you mention that the concept of Deya was between the two Osios of Hashem, so too we say the Mikdash, the Beis of Mikdash, was also between two Shemos of Hashem. Shnevar, Fa'alta Hashem, Mikdash Hashem. In Yana Diyom, of our Parsha, in the Az Yashir, that Hashem, you made this, and Mikdash Hashem, Konuri Adach, the Lashon of Hashem is in between Mikdash and two letters of Hashem. The Yud Kevav kids are mentioned over there. Rabbi Elazar, Koladam Sheish Bodea, Kilo Nivne Beis Hamikdash Biyama. A person who has good thoughts, meaning is thinking well and is a sharp person, and he's using his strengths in learning probably. Deya Nasna Bin Shneosios. That's like you build the Beis Hamikdash Biyama. Why? Because we saw before, Deya Nasna Bin Shneosios. Just like wisdom, we say it was between two names of Akash Baruch Hu. Also, Mikdash was Nasna Bin Shneosios. Since they're both in between the name of Hashem, so they're both considered as if you're building the Beis Hamikdash in your life. If a person is a thinking person, Maskif La Rav Acha Karchina, Rav Acha Karchina asked the question though. Elamata Gedolin Kamash Nasna Bin Shneosios. You're going to tell me that taking revenge is also so great because it's also mentioned between two names of Hashem. How does that? Says the Pasuk Shenemar Kel Nekamos Hashem, which means again that your Hashem is the one who takes revenge. Amar Lei in Bemilsa Mia Gedola. No, when the first Hashem, it sometimes it is a very great thing. He Vahainu Damar Ula Shnei Nekamos. Shnei nekamos halalu, lama achas l'tova v'achas l'ra, that there's two nekamos, Hashem's going to take revenge two different times, and one is good and one is bad. What is this? So the tova dechsev hofia mahar paran, that Hashem appeared to us at Har Paran. What happened at Har Paran? So Rashi points out that Hashem gave us the Torah after all the nations said no, and it was a big thing for us. So it was very good. That was the nekama that happened over there. That was good for Klal Yisrael. L'ra'ah, d'chsev kel, nekamas Hashem, kel ha'safiyah, that Hashem will in fact take vengeance and take revenge against those who do bad. So it says the Gemara that is a maila in certain circumstances. Continues Gemara now. Rabbi Kiva Mer Bracha Revius, analyzing the idea that we say the fourth bracha by itself. The Gemara now has a question though. Where do you have this machlokas from? Amar Rav Shimon bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan. Michti Anshek Nesus Agdola Tiknu La Meisah Brachos V'Tvilas Kedushas V'Avdalos. We know that everything that we have, all the brachos that we have, is from Anshek Nesus Agdola, from the late Nevi'im, right before. At that time period. So they were misakin all of this stuff. They were misakin all the brachas that we say, all the davening that we say, the kedushas, the kiddush hayomer, she points out, havdalos and also havdala. So next, what did they do? Why was there machlokas later tanaim, Rabbi Kiva, Tanakama, and Rabbi Elazar, about what they did? Isn't it, Rabbi Eliezer rather, isn't that clear? Isn't that they don't just look what happened before him? So they explain now how this happened. Betchila, kavua, betfila. First they made it in tfila. And then Heshir Kavu Alakos, then they got rich, so then they made it Alakos afterwards. So then, therefore, then they, it seems to be that they removed the concept that you had to say it in Tefillah, because you could say it Alakos, He'enu, then they got poor again. And Chazur Vekavu B'Tefillah, they made it again, back into your Tefillah. Ve'heimam Ramavda B'Tefillah, Tzarek Shavdi Alakos. And they also said you should, a person who makes Avdala, also in Tefillah, should also then go back and say it Alakos. So since they at one point they didn't make require that you said al tefillah, then people forgot what they used to do, and therefore it led to machlokas at what point you should say the havdalah, and that's what happened over the generations. So says the Gemara, Itmar Nami, Amar Chiyav Rabbah Meyochanan, we have a similar teaching, the name of Yochanan, Anshek Nesel Gedolah, Tikmah Meisoah, Brachos, Tefillah, Kedusha, Havdalah, Petchilah. So they made all these takanas, or tefillahs, and kedusha, like we said, Kedusha Shayom, Havdalah, and when, so we have Dalah, Kama, Petchilah, Kavu, Petchilah. In the beginning, they're kavaya this in davening. Heshir, they got rich. Kavu alakos. They also misaka that you said alakos, and lechora the tefillah was no longer a chiyuv. Chazur ve'enu. Then they got poor again. Kavu b'tefillah, and they were kavaya it in tefillah. Ve'hei mamru, and therefore they made this psak that amavda b'tefillah tarach she'avdi alakos. That one who makes avdalah needs to make it alakos. It marnami. So we have another teaching. Rabba Bar Rav Yosef Tamar Tevaya amavda b'tefillah tarach she'avdi alakos. One who makes avdalah would also need to make it alakos. Here's the Gemara now. It says Amar Rava. This should be a kasha based on what we learned from the following. First, and forgot mashiv aruach. Then, or v'sheila berachas hashem, forgot the same talamater matzino. So you have to repeat your shmona esrei. However, havdala bechonin adas in matzino. So if you forget havdala in your shmona esrei, you do not have to repeat your shmona esrei. Neshi yochol omer alakos, because you can say it al hakos if you wanted to. So what's the kasha? That it sounds like if you wanted to not go back and to daven. However, if a person does say that b'tfilah, then you would not. If a person just normally says it with tfilah, then he would not need to go back and say it alakos. So the Gemara says, "Lo tim apnei she'yachol omer alakos." Don't say it means that you can say it alakos. Rather, ela ima mipnei she'omer alakos, because you're saying it alakos, and that's your takana. However, you would have a chiyuv to say it both alakos and in your tfilah. It marnami, says the Gemara. We also learned Amar Abinim Bariyafes Shal Rabbi Yosi at Rabbi Yochanan Betzidan. Amar Leir Rabbi Shimon Bariyakov the main source of the kasha. Where exactly asked this question? Rabbi Yochanan Ve'anashmes Hamavdil Betfilah Tarach She'avdil Akos Olo. Person who's saying Havdalah, does he have to be person saying Havdalah in Tefillah, does he need to then go say it Alakos or not? Amar Leir Tarach She'avdil Alakos. You need to then say Havdalah Alakos. Ibai Lahu Hamavdil Alakos Mavshid Tefillah. So we just said if you daven, you need to then say again a proper Havdalah with a kos. However, what's the din if you first said Havdalah and you didn't daven yet? So then do you have to say Atachon Antanu in your Shmona Esrei? Tefillah was the Iker Takana. That we know that a person is always, that the Iker point is a person says Atachonin in his Shmona Esrei. The Rashba just asked, how do we know that? Okay, look at the Rashba for the teretz of how do we know that this is the Iker Takana. Either way, though, we see that if it's the Iker Takana, we still say that even then a person would need to say Havdalah Alakos after he says Shmona Esrei. Mavdil akos lavikar takantahi. If a person is being mavdil on the coast, which is not the ikar tatanu, then kol shekain, he should have to say atachonatanu in a shmona esrei. Tkadid is the gemara, Tanar Bacha, Aricha, Kamei, Derav, Chanin, Amadu, Betfila, Meshubach, Yosef, Mishi, Avdil, Alakos. Rav Acha, so another teaching from a Braisa, it's a different teaching right now. He says that one who says Amavdu, Betfila, that's the better version. However, a person can do it Alakos as well. If the Braisa's Lashon was, if he does both, then he'll get extra brachos. The Gemara says, wait a second, Hagufa Kasha, this doesn't make sense. Minei Obey, this Braisa is Soser itself. Why is there a problem? Amr, Tamavdu, Betfila, Beshubach, Yosef, Mishav, Alakos. You said originally, that one who is mavdil b'tefillah, who says atachon antanu b'tefillah, is better than one who says alakos. Mashma that you're yotze already, and you don't need to be mavdil alakos. Alma tefillah l'chuta sagi So that sounds like tefillah alone would have been enough, and you don't need to say it alakos. But then it says that if you decide to do both, then you'll get extra brachos. However, it says in Gemara that way. Came unto nafik, if I already was yotzei in my shmona esrei v'atzachon antanu, b'chada ifter, and I'm already yotzei, v'have brachos in the so again, so if I already was yotzei mashmon esrei, if there v'aver bracha shein atzricha, at that point it would be a bracha shein atzricha on the havdalah, and I'm not allowed to say bracha shein atzricha. Says the Gemara, Rami v'temer v'temer Rish Lakish, v'temer Rabbi Yehuda Chodan Rish Lakish, v'temer Tavayo. Some said that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish say the following: Kol mavarach bracha shein atzricha over mishum lo sisa. That a person is saying the name of Hashem in vain if you say a bracha that you're not supposed to be saying, that you don't need to be saying. So this is a shaila, and the Rambam seems to imply this is a din d'oraisa. However, the Balei Tosfos seems to be Rama passing like this is only a din d'rabbanan. However, we still have to be very careful. The Rambam thinks it's d'oraisa, and the Shulchan Aruch seems to be choshish for this. Rav Avad is very, very choshish for the fact that bracha shein atzricha is a bracha is a din iser d'oraisa, and he's always saying safek d'rabbanan to safek d'oraisa l'chumra, not to be mivarch. Safek d'rabbanan is brachos l'haka. Either way, so we see that a person says a bracha is in a tzricha is over a din. How is it that he's saying havdalah and saying a bracha on havdalah and he really was yotzei havdalah mishmon esrei? So Gemara ema hachi. No, so say, rather amend the bracha to understand the following: im hivdil bazo v'lo hivdil bazo yanuchla brachas al rosha. If you're mavdil only in the shmon esrei, that's the ikker, and not to be mavdil in havdalah. But obviously, we don't paskin like that bracha. Vayimin erav chistim rav sheshes tal bazo v'zo mau. What if a person just forgot atachon antanu and forgot to make havdalah? So Amalei ta bazu bazu chuzu l'rosh. A person didn't say atachonin and also didn't say Abdullah, then he goes back to the beginning. So the Rashba just asked the obvious question and gets involved with this: is what do you mean ta b'Abdullah? You never made Abdullah yet, so let him say Abdullah later. So says the Rashba muchak from here that if a person does malacha or eats before he does Abdullah and he forgot to say atachonin tanu shmona esrei, he would then need to repeat his shmona esrei. That's clear according to the Rashba. That's what the Gemara is saying. However, the Shulchan Aruch is interesting. The Shulchan Aruch does paskin mainly like the Rashba, but he only writes it by achila. If a person accidentally ate and didn't say atachonin tanu, it's a very people are not aware of this halacha so much. If a person forgets atachonin tanu, he doesn't repeat shmona esrei. However, if he accidentally eats before he makes havdalah, then he does have a chiyuv to repeat shmona esrei. The Rashba said even if he does malacha, if he accidentally does malacha before he makes havdalah, he also would have to make shmona esrei. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote that din. However, Kiva Eger does think one should be choshish for that Rashba. The Mishpura ends up paskling seemingly like the Shulchan Aruch, but still, you should be very careful if you don't say atachonin tanu to make havdalah right away, to don't get yourself into problems. Continues going now. Amar Ravina the Rava. Hilchos Amai, how do we paskin with regards to this? Amar Leiki Kiddush. We say we paskin like Kiddush. What's Kiddush? Ma Kiddush Afagad Mekadosh, but Tfilos Mekadosh Mekadosh. Just like on Friday night, we say Kiddush in our davening. So, but the Iker Kiddush is when we go home and make it in our houses. So too, Avdala not me Afagad Mekadosh, but Tfilos Mekadosh Akosa. So too, Avdala, even though we make the Avdala in our Shmona Esrei, the Avdala that we make afterwards is also a good thing to be doing. Continues Gemara. Rabbi Lezer Omer Behodar. Rabbi Lezer says you say Atachon Atanu in Modim. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Zira Havi Rachiv Charmai. Rabbi Zira was riding a donkey. Rabbi Kashalka v'azir Rabbi Chia bar Avin Basri. Rabbi Chia bar Avin was riding behind him. Amarle, and they were talking and learning, obviously. So Amarle, Vada Damis Mishmid Rabbi Yochanan, is it true what you said in the name of Yochanan? Halacha Rabbi Lezer v'yom tov shechal yos achar Shabbos. So now, on Motzei Shabbos, there's a din that you still make Havdalah. Make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, even when the Motzei Shabbos will be Yontov. We just had a few of these with Pesach in the last few years. A lot of times, the Motzei Shabbos and Shavuos, a lot of the Yom Tovim will fall out on a Saturday night. So what happens when they fall out on a Saturday night? So then a person's supposed to be making Havdalah, because the Kedusha of Shabbos is stronger and greater than the Kedusha of Yomta. The question is, when do you make it? There's no Atachonin. We don't make a bracha of Atachonin in our Motzei on a Yontov Shmona Esrei, because we don't have Bakashas in Yontov, just like we don't have them on Shabbos. So what do you do? When do you make the bracha? So Rabbi Chia said to Rabbi Yochanan, say that you should say it in Modim, because there's no other place to say it. So he said, what did he respond? Amar Lei in... He said, yes, that is correct, Shmuel, that you heard about Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, you should say Atachonin Tanu in Modim like Rabbi Lezer, because we're stuck, because we have nowhere else to say that. So the Gemara says, Halacha Michlal Depligi, you're saying Halacha follows Rabbi Lezer as if there's other room to say something else? That there's other Tanaim, there are other Shitas that would be valid? So said the Gemara, now interjects before we get into that, but we say it a second, Velo Pligi, Vaha Pligi Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, what do you mean that no one argues on this din about Motzei Shabbos that is Yontif? Don't the rabbis argue this and say you say Atachon Antanu? So the Gemara says, no. Emar de Pligi Rabbanan. When do the rabbis argue with Rabbi Eliezer, really, that they say that you say an Atachon, and Rabbi Eliezer says you say an Amodim? That is only Beshari Mos Hashanah. That is only on the rest of the regular Saturday night on Motzei Shabbos when it's a regular Yom Chol. However, Beyontov Shechal Achar Shabbos, Mi Pligi, the rabbis aren't going to disagree, because like we pointed out, they do not hold. There's no else to say it. They say that you don't say Atachon on Yontif. So therefore, they're going to must be that they agree with Rabbi Elazar that you should say it in modin. So the Gemara says, "Vahav palig Rabbi Akiva." No, we have another shita though. Rabbi Yochanan could, because the Gemara is asking, why does Rabbi Yochanan have to say halacha? Sounds like we would have assumed something else because there's another shita out there. There is no other shita out there. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, yes, there is another shita. Rabbi Akiva holds that you say another fourth bracha in its own right. So the Gemara is going to say, how to call Hashanah Kulam, Yavdinik Rabbi Gedo, Hashanah Nikdu, Venavi Kavase, that Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't need to come to tell me paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because we never paskin like Rabbi Akiva throughout the year. So now he's not going to have to come tell you on Motei Shabbos, Shechalios, Yomtiv, that you would have to paskin against Rabbi Akiva. We never paskin like him. So you don't need that halacha. So again, the Gemara is, why did the Gemara say the lashon? Why did Rabbi Yochanan say halacha? This is the halacha. So the Gemara says, kol hashana kula my time I love dinik Rabbi Akiva. Why do we never paskin like Rabbi Akiva? The svara still applies on a Saturday night. Shechalios beyantiv. Timner said tikun shritzri losik, and we saw this reference before that the Chazal masakin 18 brachos, not 19 brachos. Hachanami shev tikun timner lo tikun. The only we're talking on yantiv only 7, and now there's no. We don't see any source for making 8. Therefore, we don't make the bracha 8 brachos. We're not going to have a half a minute to paskin like Rabbi Akiva. So again, the question is, why does Rabbi Yochanan have to say halacha? So the Gemara says, so now that was all the Gemara. The Gemara seems to leave this unresolved, this question of Rabbi Yochanan, why Rabbi Yochanan need to say the halacha. However, the Gemara is now going to quote different Amorim, how we pass in with this regard. Amar lei, lav halacha idmar ela matin idmar. So he says, no, that we didn't necessarily, Rabbi Yochanan didn't necessarily pass in like Rabbi Lazar, rather he was matin. He literally was inclined, he was leaning towards saying like that. He wouldn't fully pass in like that, but people asked him the shayla, he would tell them, but he wouldn't be more of the halacha in front of everyone. He wouldn't tell in a public shir that this should be the halacha. The idmar, so there's a statement we learn the following teaching. Rabbi Yitzchak bar So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdina said the name of his Rabbeinu, which we saw before was Rav. Halacha, the halacha is to say in public that the din should be like Rabbi Eliezer on Motei Shabbos, Shechalios B'yontiv. However, some said that the din should be matin, that we only lean towards Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, we don't actually fully paskin like it, which would mean, again, we only tell individuals, but wouldn't tell it in a public forum, in a shir, to tell everyone to do like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Modim. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, everyone agrees completely with Rabbi Eliezer that we would say that you say it in modim. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Nirin. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says that no, even though this is the lowest of all of them, not even matin, that isn't only bedieved. We wouldn't tell you after Peter Shmonesre, but you shouldn't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So says the Gemara, Amar Zera Nakut Rabbi Chiya Bar Abaye Abba Biyadecha. I trust Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba because he is very didayik, v'gamar shmaitim epumi demare shapir. He is very meticulous with how he heard things and repeating them, so therefore I trust him the most. And he's the one who, again, said Mishim Rabbeinu, that he said it's a halacha. I think he understood Rabbi Yochanan the best. So why? He's like Rachava Tepumpadisa, is the name of another Amora. And Rachava Tepumpadisa was extremely meticulous in how he repeated things. Damar Rachava, what did Rachava say? Amar Rav Yehuda, harabayis stav kaful haya. Vaya stav lifnim istav. Harabayis, where the Beis HaMikdash was, the area about outside of where the Beis HaMikdash was, the Har HaBayis was, that whole Temple Mount area, they used to have two rows of benches there. Because people could sit and have a respite from the rain. Again, you're not allowed to sit on Har HaBayis, except for Malchut Beis Tavi. No one was allowed to sit. So therefore, people would have a respite there by sitting on around Har HaBayis. Amar Rav Yosef, Ana lo hayadina v'lo hayadina. So now this whole thing was Shitas Rav Yochanan, the whole handle over here, is it Lechachila Paskin Rabbi Elazar in Modim, but all this within Rabbi Elazar, assuming that it was Modim. However, says Rav Yosef, I don't have a Masura for any of what you just said. Elam Midir Rav Shmuel Yadana. I know what Rav and Shmuel did. What did they do? Desiknu lan marganisa bebava. They said a beautiful tefillah in Bava. What was that? V'todiyenu Hashem Elokeinu mishpatei tzidkecha. Hashem, make us known your ways. V'talamdinu lasos chukei ratzonecha. And you should show us how to do your ratzon, what you want us to do. V'sanchilenu zmanei soson v'chagei nedav. You should give us times of happiness, the times to rejoice. V'chagei nedav. Times will volunteer. What is this lashon chagei nedav? Times are going to volunteer. So Salam Arsha says that it means that we volunteer. When do you volunteer a yomtiv? It might be a reference to the yomtiv Sheni Shel Golios, that we are ilu volunteer the second day. We don't have to do the first, to the dismay of many, but it really is a beautiful thing, and we need to do it the second day. We need the Kedusha of the second day. Everyone has to keep the 2 days in Chutz La'aretz as well, and that's a beautiful thing. Either way, V'chagei Nedava is our volunteering. We ask Hashem to remember this, so the Inu Kedusha Shabbos and our inheritance of Kedusha Shabbos, V'kavod Moed, and we should have honor for the Moed, for this time that we're in, V'chagigas HaRegel, we should be able to celebrate the Regel, and also you showed us the difference between Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yom Tov, the difference between Kedusha Shabbos, which you pointed out is greater than the Kedusha of Yom Tov, Hivdaltav, Es Yom HaShvi, Meshesh, Yom HaMayaser, Kedusha, Kedashtav, Hivdaltav, You were mekadesh it, and you made it. It showed that it's different. Mekadeshas am kaisav mekadeshasach. You also made us special, and then you go back. Vasisin lanu Hashem lokenu, right? The yom tov of zeh, right? Chag matzos or whatever it's going to be, and you continue your regular yom tov shmona esrei. That's how we paskin. We don't say it in modim. Now, new Mishnah says the Mishnah. Haomer al kan tzipor yagira chamecha. On the bird's nest, you have special rachmanos Hashem. Val tov yizach Hashemecha, and on the good, you should be remembered. Modim, modim, or if he says modim twice. Mishtaktinos, so we tell him to be quiet, that he's not davening properly. Like we saw about special tchinos, these prayers are not ones, these are not tefillahs that one should be saying. The Gemara is going to analyze and say why all them. So Gemara, right away. Bishlam, modim, modim, mishtaktinos, so you don't say modim twice, thank you, because it sounds like Mechzik Ishtar says, Chas v'Shom, you believe in two different gods. Also, on tov yizachar shemecha, on the good you should be remembered, but not on the bad. That's not nice to Korzach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It sounds like you only remember Hashem for the good. It's not the Mishnah that we saw before. It says, Chayav Adon Levarach Al Ra'ah, Kishem Shavarach Al Tova. Person should be Varach, just like the what he perceives as bad, he should say a bracha like it's good, because everything is from Hashem. So that we understand why a person shouldn't be saying that. However, says the Gemara, what's the reasoning that it's so bad to say that on a bird's nest Hashem has extra rachmanas? It sounds like a very nice tefillah. Says the Gemara, the two Amorayim argue on the reasoning of the Mishnah. In the Eretz Yisrael, two Amorayim argue this. Rabbi Yosi Bar Avin and Rabbi Yosi Bar Zivda. What did they say? One said, you're instilling jealousy in Maisa Bereshis, because they're going to say only on a bird's nest, and all the animals are going to be jealous and say, well, what are you talking about? On all the Maisim, you don't have any Rachmanas on us for any halachas by us. Okay, that's what the first Mandamar says. We don't know the way. You can't say, oh, this is so merciful of you, Hashem. All of the halachas are gzeros. Just like you think you understand this one, you don't really understand any of the halachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Gemara now, relating on someone who's not saying the proper praises, saying too many praises. Ahudin Achas Kamed Rabba. There was someone who came before Rabba. Ve'amar Ata Chasata Al Ketz Zibur Ata Chus Rachem Alein. You had Rachmanus on the bird's nest. So too should you have Rachmanus on us. Amar Rabba Kama Yada Hayt Zibur Arvan Al Rutz Demarit. To which Rabbi responded, how nice is it that this person knows how to praise Hashem? So it says, Amar Le'a Bayev Amishtakino Sotnan. What do you mean? The Mishnah says that this is terrible what he just did. We tell him to be quiet. So Rabbi says, Gemara, you're right. Rabbi also, you think Rabbi forgot the Mishnah? No. Rabbi Namel Chedule Abayev Hudabayev. He was only saying this to test Abayev if he would realize what he was trying to say and respond that rejecting what Rabbi was saying. Says the Gemara now, Hud Nachas Kamed Rabbi Chanina. There was a certain Chazan who went in front of Rabbi Chanina. What did he say? Amar Hakel Agibor Vanora. So he said, well, we know Hakel Agadol Agibor Vanora. And then he added all these extra praises. Vadir, the glorious, Aziz, is the powerful, Vayaroi is the feared one, Achazak, the strong one, Amit's also strong, Vahavada, he's obviously the king, Vanichbad, he's also very esteemed. So it says the Gemara, Hinten Lot Shasim. So then, Rabbi Chanina waited for this Chazan to finish, Kisiem. When he finished, Amar Le, Siamtech Lekula Shafre de Marach. So he says, you finished saying all of the praises of Hashem? Meaning, are you done? There's so many more praises you have to say to Hashem. Lama lekulei? Why are you saying all this? Ana han etzlat, arminan ilav d'arminu Moshe b'na baraisa v'asun sheknas oziknuot v'tfila lo ayichun lo l'meimar lehu. If it had not been for the three praises that we say, Akel, Agadol, Agibor, V'anora, so four praises that we say, they're all from Psukim in Tanakh, in the Torah really, and they're established by Ashi Knesset Gadola, only then are we allowed to say them, to the right to say them, because otherwise, you're never allowed to praise Hashem. He has everything, how can you praise Him? V'yatamat tekulei hai, and you think you're V'azalta, the Melech, V'azalta, and you think that you could be Yotze by saying all these tefillos? So says the Gemara, beautiful mashal. What's the mashal? The mashal is the parable, the Melech Basar Vadam, for a king who was Shayulu Elef Alfei Dinarizav. He had billions of dollars of gold and beautiful silver coins of gold. Vayu Mekalsinos So Bishal Kesef, and they were praising him about his silver. Vahalo Ganayula, he said, I have billions of things of gold. You're praising my little silver things? I don't even care about those. So that Kadosh Baruch Hu, we can never praise him enough for how much he gives us. Continues the Gemara, Avraham Chanina, Kol Bidei Shemaim Chut Mir Hashemaim. Everything is a pretty famous statement that everything is from Hashem except for fear of Hashem. Rashi points out, what does it mean everything's from Hashem? Whether it be tall or short, it be fat or skinny, whatever it might be, those are all from Shemaim. However, Chut Mir Hashemaim is a person is going to be a tzaddik or a rasha, that's all up to you. Whatever the situation you're in, it could always be a tzaddik. What does Hashem want from you? So says the Gemara, he only wants to fear you. Now the Gemara asks, is it a small thing? Hashem's like, Moshe's saying, only this little thing to fear Hashem. Fearing Hashem is a huge thing. By the way, what does Hashem want from you? To fear Hashem means that's just, again, the proof of the fact that you need to be a tzaddik and follow Hashem. So now the Gemara, as a side question, isn't this a small thing? So the Gemara continues now, again, the number one thing is Hashem has only a storage house of Yerushalayim. That's like the most important thing in front of him. It's very hard to get to that level. Shinera Yerush Hashem Yotzro, Yerush Hashem is his storehouse. So the Gemara says, in the Gavi Moshe Milz Yerush Yavr, Kavesh Moshe, yes, it is something very small. A person, there's a mashal, a person was asked for a very big vessel. He has this kli, and he's used to carrying it around. So then, then it'll look to him like it's a small vessel, it's a small kli. So however, however, it's a small thing, and you don't have it, and you're not used to carrying it, even it could be not so heavy, you'll think that it's extremely heavy, and you won't be able to carry it. Okay, we'll pick up from tomorrow, Mirz Hashem, from here.